This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The counting continues in key battleground states on the third full day after the presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Both last night from a White House podium.
They're trying to rig an election.
And today in a statement, the president's casting doubt on the election's integrity. 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney says the president's inflaming dangerous passions. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is more neutral, tweeting every legal vote should be counted.
Beyond that, I don't have anything to say on that.
But in a sign of the hold the president still has on the party, there's a split, with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy insisting inaccurately that the president's won the election. In Philadelphia, Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney says the president should face the truth.
Frankly, put his big boy pants on. He needs to acknowledge the fact that he lost, and he needs to congratulate the winner.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some 15 million more voters participated in this year's presidential election than in the one 4 years ago. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The slow pace of this year's count is fueling criticism, but it also reflects greater voter enthusiasm and the steps that states took in advance to protect their residents from COVID-19. Votes received by mail or in a ballot drop box often take longer to process. In Las Vegas, Michelle Johnson was frustrated that the Nevada vote tabulation was taking so long.
I thought we would be more on the cutting edge because of all the other technology that goes on in our city.
In Fulton County, Georgia, which suffered a coronavirus outbreak among election workers last month, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Rob Pitts, was celebrating as they neared completion of counting the votes.
Here in Fulton County, Fat Lady has almost sung.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Defying fears of another slowdown, U.S. businesses kept hiring at a solid pace in October, yet there are still signs they remain cautious about the economy's future as the coronavirus pandemic worsens. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The center of Milan stood remarkably empty as luxury boutiques, jewelry shops, and other non-essential businesses in Italy's vibrant financial capital closed on the first day of a partial lockdown. Restrictions imposed in four Italian regions Friday to stop the coronavirus's resurgence allow a great deal more freedom than the nationwide near-total lockdown Italy was under for 10 weeks starting in March. But nonetheless, it brought recriminations from regional governments that feel unfairly targeted. Italy's move echoes those in many parts of Europe where infections are surging again, but governments have been reluctant to impose the kind of nationwide shutdowns they did in the spring because of the terrible economic damage they did. Virus pressure is mounting at French nursing homes where more than 400 people with COVID-19 have died in the past week alone. Some residents are again being confined to their rooms or confined to their rooms and cut off from their families. France's health minister said Friday the government is sending 1.6 million rapid virus tests to care homes across the country to allow them to test personnel. It's part of efforts to avoid mass new confinement of nursing home residents after the anguish that caused during a nationwide lockdown in the spring. The numbers of virus infections and deaths in care homes has jumped sharply in recent weeks. Ethiopia's prime minister says his government has carried out airstrikes against the forces of the country's well-armed Tigray region, asserting that strikes in multiple locations completely destroyed rockets and other heavy weapons and made a retaliatory attack impossible. Abiy Ahmed's announcement marks another escalation in clashes that experts say could slide into civil war. There was no mention of casualties in what he called the first round of operations against the region's government, the Tigray's People Liberation Front. There's no immediate response from the TPLF while the region is increasingly boxed in by movement restrictions. After devastating Central America, the tropical depression formerly known as Hurricane Eta is projected to reach southernmost Florida as a tropical storm early Monday. It departed the mountains of Central America and re-entered the Caribbean Sea's warm waters Friday. Dan Brown with the National Hurricane Center says a rain and heavy remnants of Eta flooded homes from Panama to Guatemala as the death toll across Central America rose. In Guatemala alone, military troops Friday dug the first bodies out of an inundated village where as many as 100 people are feared dead. And recapping some of our top stories, former Vice President Joe Biden making a statement about the presidential elections, and the counting does continue in some key battleground states on the third full day after the U.S. presidential elections. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hits.